Well, the first thing I want to do is to thank the Georgetown Church elders. Would all of you who are elders in the Georgetown Church please stand up? Wonderful. This really is happening because of these guys. And Glenn Carnes, I'm tempted to call him St. Glenn after what he's done. At the time that Bill Powell first contacted me about this event, one of the things that was really important in that conversation was that there would need to be an on-site coordinator for the Georgetown Church. And Glenn, at the time, was serving as an elder and agreed to do that job. He since has stepped down from his role as an elder, but he has been the perfect on-site coordinator, and I just can't tell you how much work he has put into this event. So we're indebted to Glenn Carnes back here. And it's so good to see so many of you that I've known in the past and to meet so many new friends. We've got people here I know from Kaufman, Texas, and from Uvalde, Texas. Are there folks that are here that are from a farther distance than those might be? Just yell out where you're from if you are. Sherman, Texas. I was born in Denison, not far from Sherman, so I know where that is. Somebody else?
South Fork, Colorado.
Wow. That ought to win the prize. Wonderful. Well, we are just delighted that you're here. And we look forward to this day with you. Is Tanisha Singleton in here? Okay. Tanisha, would you stand up? Tanisha Singleton lives in Austin and is a university relations manager for ACU. That means she is a regional contact person that does a number of things that involves recruiting and a lot of other things as well. But I just wanted you to know that she's here today, and one of her interest is in serving churches and church leaders in this area, as well as students and families, with anything that you might need from ACU. And so I just want to make sure you know that Tanisha is here today and that she's available to visit with you throughout the day. You also have seen some displays from various ministries, one from the Austin Graduate School of Theology, one from Lifeline Chaplaincy, and one from which children's home?
Cherokee.
Cherokee. Are there folks here from Cherokee? Okay. Well, there is information about it, all of those ministries on either side of the ramp as you go that way. And we'd call your attention to those today. In anticipating this day, one of the things that the Georgetown elders, especially Bill Powell, and I considered was just the matter of what would be some of the needs of the folks who would come to this event. We also decided that rather than having a lot of simultaneous breakout sessions and so on, that we would concentrate on having everybody together in these sessions at least this time. And we'll certainly be open to feedback from you about format for future years. But one of the things that was of special interest was this whole challenging matter of just what is our role as elders, just exactly what are we supposed to be about. And in the last really 20 years or more, there's been a lot of conversation about shepherding and about what that may mean and how elders can function as shepherds more instead of merely being managers. I think that that conversation has developed over time, and that I'm noticing that elders in a variety of churches, I would say, are coming to a more balanced view, that it's not merely either or, but it may be both and. Nobody that I know of in churches of Christ has more experience, wisdom, and sage counsel for elders than David Ray. David is viewed not only in Abilene, but I'd say really nationwide as an elder's elder in the sense that he really personifies what this ministry is about. We say that we look up to David not just because he's 6'9", but because we respect him and his ministry, and we trust him and his ministry as being a ministry really to the church at large and to elders everywhere. And so I've asked David to come today and to share from his own experience and give some insights about this thing of shepherding and how that may relate to other functions that we as elders do. Before David comes, let me lead us in prayer, and then we'll have David come and share with us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the ministry that you have entrusted to us. You've entrusted the gospel as a deposit, but you have also entrusted to us a ministry that comes from you. And we would be the first to say that we at times struggle to have clarity about just what it is that should be our priorities and just how we may be adequate for the challenges that are involved in this ministry. We thank you for David Ray and his ministry, and for the opportunity for him to share from his own experience, but also from the experiences of many others, and that you would bless us with confidence rather than discouragement, that even we can do the job that you have called us to do. Through Jesus we pray. Amen.